This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bird Show.
Dude, this have you guys checked out the story about the flight that crashed in Tripoli?
No.
Well, we talked about it.
Melissa talked a little bit about it yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. There was just one survivor. Yeah. It's a 10-year-old boy who is a Dutch boy who survived the crash. Like 103 people were killed on this crash. It was a plane that was coming from Johannesburg, and it was landing in Tripoli, and then it was going to head on to France. And it crash-landed in Tripoli, so it was not a successful landing. But like I said, the 10-year-old boy is the only one to survive the entire flight.
I mean,
have they figured out how he survived it?
They don't know yet. I mean, they were still sorting through the wreckage and stuff yesterday, so they haven't been able to figure out anything. But just the fact that this is the one lone survivor in how many people?
103.
103 people.
Wow.
I mean, that's a life changer right there.
The passengers and the crew, everybody except him.
I mean, he's too young now to have these questions, but in a couple of years he's going to start thinking like, what am I on this earth to do?
The sad thing is you assume his parents are on the flight with him. Nobody said, but I assume he was traveling with family, which is just tragic. You know,
it's awful.
He is, did you mention this, that he's one of 14 different cases where they've had plane crashes and there's only been one survivor?
Mm-mm.
I looked this up.
14
yesterday.
Ever?
Ever.
In the history of the world?
History of aviation, recorded.
But that's not like if there's three people on the flight and one survivor, that doesn't count, does it?
I don't know what the statistics for it are, but I'm sure it's much grander than that. So let's assume these next couple stories I'm telling you about are pretty major flights. And it's one person living that really is going to look at their life forever and go,
well, and
I got to have another purpose here.
And they're going to struggle with survivor's guilt, too, for a long time, I would imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I here and they're not? Why am I here and my parents aren't?
Right.
A 22-year-old flight attendant. This one might be the most shocking, and this is a Guinness Book of World Records right here. A 22-year-old flight attendant was the lone survivor on a crash in 1972. The plane crashed 33,000 feet.
Mm.
33,000 feet into the snow after a bomb on board an hour into the flight. She was reportedly in the tail section as the plane fell, and a food tray acted like a seatbelt and held her against the plane, and she survived it. She was in a coma for 27 days.
Whoa.
All the passengers, all the crew were killed, except she was the only one that survived. 33,000 feet. That's like at the height of any flight.
Mm-hmm.
You start going down, and that's a bomb. So,
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I just can't imagine. Yeah, the trauma. I mean, how do you get over something like that, though?
She does interviews and stuff now, and she got real political. I don't know how I could ever get on a plane again, but she does worldwide interviews still talking about it. She's got no problem getting on a plane. That's my last flight.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Annette Hefkins, 31, was the only survivor when a Vietnam Airlines plane crashed into a mountain in 1992. Took 8 days for rescue crews to reach the wreckage. All of the crew members were dead. The passengers all died. Some reports say Hefkins told authorities that other survivors died while waiting to be rescued. Mm. So some of them survived. And then while she's laying there on the ground or whatever, others are dying around her. She's the lone survivor of that flight, right?
And I wonder, like, how did she find food or water during that time? Did she have broken bones? Was she, like, sitting there, you know, with broken legs or something? I mean,
you got to assume she couldn't be able to get around real well, right? These are fascinating to me, and there's been 14 cases. Two more here. Erica Delgado, 9 years old, survived a mid-air explosion of an Intercontinental Airlines mid-air explosion in 1995 near Colombia. She was reportedly thrown from the plane as it was making an emergency landing and was found in a swamp by a farmer.
You are kidding me.
There's a movie. There's like a made-for-TV movie about that story.
That sounds like a movie story.
Doesn't it?
That doesn't sound like a real story. And so it must have been the swamp that, you know, cradled her fall a little bit, right?
I don't know, man. In cases like this, I think it's divine intervention. Like in that very first story I told you guys about, they did a History Channel special on it. I couldn't find it yesterday, but like 9 things had to go right. It's almost like that Sully flight where everything had to go just right for her to survive. Like the way the plane crashed and the angle that it was on and how she was pinned up against the wall of the airplane with that food tray. There were like 9 different things. And I'm looking at it going, it's divine intervention. Like, it's that makes me believe somebody said, it's their time, but I got something for you. You know?
Yeah. I think that's the way you survive, mentally survive that. I think that's a coping mechanism. Would have to be, you know?
That God has something planned for
you. Because,
me,
I mean, they witnessed everybody else perishing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
God.
And this
you could never get that out of your mind. The noises, the sounds, mm-mm, the flashbacks, all of that.
Yeah.
Think about if you've ever been in a car accident, how you can never really get the sound of that steel on steel out of your head. Now imagine a plane crash, right?
And imagine people dying around you. Mm-hmm. God.
And in 1985, a turboprop plane operated by Galaxy Airlines crashed shortly after takeoff in Nevada, killed all 71 passengers. 2 of them actually died later, leaving 17-year-old George Lamson Jr. as the only survivor. Listen to this, okay? He was reportedly thrown from the aircraft and landed upright still in his seat when they found him.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
That's
he was
insane.
The only survivor of that crash. So there's been 14 throughout the entire world, including this 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does make you think, like, okay, what's in store? What's in store for me, right?
This is The Bird Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.